heard this story by now. It made national news in the last few days. A store security guard in Flint shot to death by a customer who refused to put on a face mask. There have been reports of belligerent customers elsewhere in Michigan who refused to wear masks, coughing, wiping their noses on clerks, just all kinds of gross and belligerent behavior because they don't want to follow the governor's executive order to wear a mask in a store. Joining us right now, the executive director of the Michigan Retailers Association, Megan Holland. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a rough time to be in retail right now.
Oh, it sure is. And this mask thing is putting retailers into a horrendous position right now. You know, customers have been told they must wear a mask indoors unless they have a health issue, and stores have been told they can refuse service, but we've also been told that local police won't enforce the order. So it's a no-win position.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I was in a Michigan-based big box retailer, if you can guess which one that is, on Sunday. I wore a mask, and the majority of the customers in there were wearing masks, but not everybody, nor were they checking for masks or asking anybody to leave for not wearing one. So it really is difficult to enforce, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, if the store cracks down and insists that you wear a mask, a certain segment's going to get very angry. But if they don't crack down, another segment is going to get angry that they aren't requiring masks. So at Michigan Retailers Association, we'd actually prefer that masks not be required, but strongly encouraged. I mean, I know I'm going to wear a mask wherever I go, and I think most people will wear a mask. But those who don't, frankly, I don't think they're going to be very popular in stores.
Yeah, it's. I think about the safety of the people working in the store, though. I mean, the clerks
right.
that have to work face to face with customers. I mean, their safety is important too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why we would really encourage customers to wear masks. But it's pretty much unenforceable right now. You know, people can just say, "Hey, I have a health issue, so I can't wear a mask." And you can't really press somebody for details about the health issue. So it is unenforceable. And, you know, and you will find some retailers will insist that you wear a mask before entering. And all we ask shoppers is be patient with those retailers right now. They're working hard to figure out this new way of selling. And frankly, it's very hard to sell when you have a face mask on. So we just ask shoppers, be patient and be respectful of what the retailer is trying to do to keep their store afloat through all this.
Of course, a lot of stores remain closed because of the governor's stay-at-home orders, which are set to expire at the end of next week. So obviously some businesses that's extended the closing of restaurants and gyms and things like that through the end of the month or at least through the 28th. But next week, if everything goes as planned, a lot of stores that have been closed may very well be prepared to reopen. And that's got to be exciting, but also a little nerve-wracking for retailers at this point.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, we don't know whether Governor Whitmer will extend the order or not, but we are certainly eager for her to allow retailers to open their doors to customers. And the cool thing is, smaller stores equal smaller risk. So we're hoping customers understand that they will understand. If I go into a store with really limited shoppers, that'll be a safer atmosphere for me. And so we're hoping that those retailers get a great jump start.
Yeah, what advice do you have for retailers that have been closed for the last couple of months as they prepare to reopen their doors?
Oh, my gosh. I've been talking to tons of retailers about things that they'll need to do to increase social distancing. And, they may need to widen their aisles or put arrows directing customers through the store to help with that. And we're just asking customers that from now on, when you enter a store, pay attention to the signs. You know, they'll tell you what the retailer is doing to keep you safe in their store and also what they expect of you. I mean, they may greet you with hand sanitizer or, as we said, ask you to wear a face mask.
Yeah, it's we're all in this together. It's all different. It's all new. But man, it's a scary time to work in retail, isn't it?
It is. And you know what my big fear is that some downtowns will go back to the boarded up storefronts. I mean, I've seen so many downtowns make great progress in the last few years. But a recent survey of Michigan small businesses said that 1 in 7 worry they won't make it. And no one wants to see closed signs in their downtown or shopping mall. So it's truly more important than ever to shop local. And frankly, and during this pandemic, we've kind of trained people to go online to shop.
Well, that's for sure. We've been avoiding stores. Now it's time to get ready to go back to them in a safe manner. A lot of local businesses, too, are adding online components or pickup components that they didn't have before. So I think it's changing not only how we shop, but how retailers sell.
Yeah, and we'll be encouraging that with our retailers, too. It's tough for a small retailer to fire up a website. It can be expensive and complicated inventory-wise, but we all know this COVID thing may be back at full force in the fall, and frankly, we're still waiting for it to settle down here, so you've got to get online. But what my message is your shopping dollars really do have the power to keep your downtown vibrant. If you shop local now, you'll have a thriving downtown for years to come. So if you do go online, just think before you click. You know, go to a local store's online site before you go to an Amazon or Wayfair.
Absolutely. And if your favorite little local store doesn't have a vibrant website or a web presence at all, pick up the phone and call them. Say, hey, I'm looking for this item. Do you carry this? Could I meet you out at the curb and buy it? They'll do it. They'll do whatever they can to make the sale.
They would be thrilled for that. I know of a jewelry / gift shop that I go to often, and somebody called her up for a bracelet for a graduation gift, and she took pictures of every single bracelet she had at the customer's request and sent photos of those to the customer. I mean, they'll bend over backwards for
sure.
You.
Yeah. All right. Shop local. Remember that. And be kind to one another in stores. This is a stressful time for shoppers. It's a stressful time for workers. We've all got to just maybe take it down a notch, right?
Right on.
All right, Megan. Great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Megan Holland is the executive director of the Michigan Retailers Association.